Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network, sponsored by TBILaw.com.
For automatic reminders about this radio show and other great survivor events,
sign up now for TBISN.org.
When Attorney Gordon Johnson speaks about recovery, he isn't talking about the amount of money a survivor gets from a lawsuit or settlement. He is talking about getting better from the brain injury. Find him on the web at TBILaw.com or call 800-992-9447.
Welcome to WTF, Where's the Focus, on the Brain Injury Network with your host, Kevin Phillips.
Well, hi, everybody. No, it's not Kevin Phillips. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's usually WTF on Friday nights, but tonight it's TGIF with Kim, your otherwise known as Wednesday night host. Kevin and marvelous Maggie are at the Washington TBI Association conference. I was thinking about that earlier. I used to go to a lot of business conferences and convention, and they would always have cocktail hour, you know, happy hour before they'd have the meal and the speaker and all that. And I thought, since they were in Washington, I wondered if they had a medicinal cannabis hour for these guys. In any case, welcome to the show tonight. So glad to have you listening out there. I see DJ and Jennifer in the chat. I think Keith Anthony and Les Paul will be stopping by later. I just found out late this afternoon that we were going to need a pinch hitter for tonight. And so I can't say that I have a show planned for you, except maybe playing some music and hearing what you guys want to talk about. But what I will say is we're just starting a long weekend, which is always nice to have that bonus day, but it is the Memorial Day weekend, and so that's when we remember those we've loved and lost. We will have some fun tonight, but maybe if we have some callers, aside from having fun, you can share some memories of people that you've loved and lost, kind of pay tribute, to those people who have crossed over that we miss and that we'll be thinking about over the weekend. Hopefully people are out putting some flowers. My peonies are just about ready to pop, and I'm going to take some of those down to my grandpa's this weekend and decorate some of the graves of my relatives. And one of the places that I go, it's an old Italian cemetery, and it's kind of a trip. All of the old stones have these black and white pictures on them of, obviously, of the people that have passed away, but they're so old, from, you know, early 1900s, late 1800s, and they're kind of mounted on the stones. And, you know, all the little Italian guys are so cute. They got in derbies and their real stern look on their face. And, you know, the women have better mustache than the men in the derby. Anyway, that's one of my favorite places. Hi, Keith Anthony. I see you in there. To go and visit over Memorial Day. And yes, we do want to remember our veterans this weekend. Sometime in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be having a girl on, a woman on. I was hoping that I could have her tonight, but frankly, we haven't connected yet. But she has a group of women disabled veterans, and she'll be a guest on my show, and we'll be talking about that sometime in the next couple of weeks. There's a large percentage of homeless. Well, we know there's a lot of homeless people in the TBI community, but women disabled veterans returning home was just a stunning number of homeless. So anyway, as we're doing our memorials over the weekend and thinking about those we've loved and lost, we also want to thank our troops. And anyway, anyone who's special to you. So I'm going to start out tonight with Well, let's see. How about a sentiment to my audience out there tonight?
Got no grace between the lines.
My sentiment tonight, I want to be with you. That's by my buddy Frank, or we're not supposed to say that part, Francis Jones and the Saviors. I see I've got a caller already. Yay. So Keith Anthony, what's going on tonight? TGIF.
What's going on tonight is I'm exhausted because I've been working, sitting here for about at least 24 hours doing writing and all kinds of stuff like that, and talking to people, helping them with therapy and stuff, and that kind of thing, you know. I've just been working, and I'm blessed that I'm able. And one of these days, somebody's going to throw some money at me. That would be nice, because I do so much that stuff on a voluntary basis. I think that all the poor people of the world have got an address book with my name in it.
Yeah. Okay, I want to read your note before it scrolls away. I also, DJ is our host on, I don't think it's every other Monday, but in any case, it's this Monday. DJ is going to be having a show on special needs moms, and Keith Anthony on this Wednesday, that is this Wednesday, right, Keith Anthony, May the 29th?
The one closest to us, just a couple of days away.
Great. 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on CroydonRadio.com, he's going to do his four-hour Soul on Soul show. So if you like soul music, make sure to check that out. We've got the link in the website. In the chat box, CroydonRadio.com. That's 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Keith Anthony is also he will be a host every Saturday night. What weeks have you been doing your long show now? I always forget that. Clarify for us when that is, and then I'm going to tell people about a change.
I am, and thank you for that comment, Jennifer Stokely, in the shout box or chat box. I do the second, the fourth, and the fifth Saturday generally, although I tried to get on as many of the shows as I can to support the presenters, as everybody should, by the way. Do come and join these shows, because they're fabulous shows, particularly Kim on Wednesday, and Les Paul, he does Tuesday, isn't it? I think Les Paul is at Tuesday.
Yes.
And great shows, and I would say everybody else's show dates, but I can't remember them all. When does DJ do his show?
Well, that's what I just asked him. I'm trying to remember the 24th. Yeah, I got you this. Oh, the 2nd and 4th. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Yeah. I thought he was saying the 24th. 2nd and 4th Mondays. Thank you. DJ.
When is Matt's show?
Matt's is Sunday. So you check DJ out the 2nd and 4th Mondays. On the 3rd Monday, starting next month, we're going to have a new host. You guys have heard her as a guest before, but she's going to be a third Monday host, and that is...
Debbie?
Deborah from Australia. No, not that one.
Okay, the other Deborah.
I'm just drawing a blank. Yes, I know. She should have. Barry, thank you so much. Barry, if you're listening out there, I just wasn't prepared to do this show tonight. But anyway, yes, Deborah Barry is going to be our third Monday night host, and we're looking forward to that. Keith Anthony is also going to be on every Saturday now, but on the... the second hour on after Penny and Kathy do their show. And which Saturdays, I'm sorry, are those again? We're going to get these all written down so everyone will know. But
that will be on the first and third Saturdays. I will be starting on the second hour after Penny has finished. And, of course, what you need to do, because we can't remember which shows are which here, the ideal thing, listeners, to do is to come every day to braininjuryradio.com, because there's always a good show going. So listen to us all every day. I insist you must do it.
Yeah.
Because we know your IP address. We'll soon find out where you live. We'll send someone around if you don't listen to our show. So get listening.
That's right. That's right. And for those of you who don't know or might be... new to the shows, just to support what Keith Anthony is saying, we are on 7 nights a week, same number, same time. We have 10 different hosts, soon to be more hosts that all have a little something to bring to the table. If you want to call in tonight, the number is 424-243-9540. And I guess I should have said, and we'll do what you were saying, Keith Anthony. So we got our Mondays mentioned. Tuesday, Les Paul Morgan is the host. Wednesday night is me, Kim Justice. Thursday is Fantastic Frank. Friday is normally Kevin. And I guess while I'm thanking our troops, we should also thank Kevin for his service. And that is where he acquired his disability that qualified him to be a host on this show. So thank you again for your service. And then Saturdays, we've kind of got figured out. And on Sunday is Matt Duffin. So anyway, and all of these shows, after they go live, after they're completed live, go into the archive for on-demand listening. So you should never have to go feeling too lonely or isolated. If there's not a live show on, just go through the on-demand. They all are titled by their host and the topic of the show, and listen to some of the shows and some of the different hosts. We're also very proud of the peer-to-peer support line. Eventually, it's going to be a 24/7 proposition. I believe it's about 12 hours a day now, where one survivor can talk to another on the phone. The website for that is the number 4, peer11.org. So check that out. If you are looking for a little something to add some purpose to your life, or you're interested in helping other survivors, we're looking for volunteers, and it's only 4 hours a month. So if you've got 4 hours a month to invest in a little service work, or you think you might need the line yourself, do check out 4peer11.org. There's also a tab on there that talks about the new medical ID card, and that is very intriguing. Craig put a lot of work into that, got secret government scans on there. It holds quite a bit of information, but you can read about it there. It's probably a good idea to have some kind of, if not a medic alert bracelet, some kind of an ID. This looks like a driver's license that goes in your wallet, and if you get yourself in trouble or knocked unconscious, they'll be able to scan these cards and get any information you choose to put on them. So check that out at that same 4peer11.org site. And so you got any plans for the weekend, Keith Anthony?
Me? No, I'm just going to be sitting here at the computer doing writing, and I've got a PowerPoint show that I've been planning to put together for months, and I'm still planning to put it together. I'm not good at PowerPoint. I don't know how it works. I've got to sit down and put it together. Then I'm not good at graphics. I've got to create some slides for my presentation in September, and my mind is, because I've had a brain injury, is just a blur. I'm very good at talking, but creating things like graphics and all that kind of thing, and it just makes my head spin. And I've got a client tomorrow, another poor person, unfortunately, wants me to help them, so I'll be doing that, but that won't be paying me anything again. But never mind. So that's going to be happening in the morning.
Just more work then, huh? It's not even going to be like vacation for you. You're going to be
I don't do anything that involves vacationing. I've got a 4-hour playlist to put together, which means I'm going to have to listen to thousands of records, because like I was saying to Les Paul recently, I have no memory for music. I couldn't tell you anything about a single track that's out there. I have to literally listen to every record I have until I find one that sounds good. Then I write the name down and I save it in a folder, and that becomes part of my playlist, because I can't remember the names of tracks and I can't remember what music sounds like. So I literally have to listen to all of my tracks and until I find a nice track. And then it's as if I'm hearing it for the first time. Then I just put it into a folder, and that becomes part of my playlist. So that's how I do it. And sometimes I ask people to suggest names of tracks, which helps me because that saves me a lot of time. And so if anyone's got any suggestions of good soul tracks, let me have them. That will save me a lot of time.
Gosh, I could just give you some artists, definitely, like Luther Vandross, Neil Teddy Pendergast. Geez, I've just got a soul list a mile long I can send you.
Really? Well, if you send me...
stuff.
I know one or two of the artist names. It's the song names I don't know, and I couldn't. Yeah, this is, although I can sing quite well, apparently, I don't know any lyrics unless I'm reading them off the screen. I can't commit them to memory, which is a shame.
Well, yeah, it is. I guess just repeating.
As DJs go, I'm the worst because I don't know anything about music.
Well, all you got to know is some names. I think this one is a new one. One of them, I've had one from Arrows and Sound. This is Philip Zach, and you can go to arrowsandsound.com. He's just let out... I guess you call it a CD these days. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I added another song, and I can't remember if this is, now I might tell, kind of like yours, I can't remember if this is the original or the new one. I'll be able to tell after I play it, but this is called What If?
What if I
Boom. And that was Arrows and Sound, What If. That was the original song that I put on. I have a new one tonight that I'll play a little bit later on. Christopher, we see you out there in the chat. How are you doing tonight? Now, Christopher's been taking you up on what you said, Keith Anthony. I've been seeing Christopher here almost every night this week, so we've been really happy to have a new regular with us. Sometime he'll have to call in. He's never called in on my show. Not sure I've heard him call in on this show. Have you ever called in to any of the shows, Christopher? While we're doing that, I'm going to unmute Jenny for just a moment. Surprise! Gotcha! tell us what you saw.
Well, on regular primetime TV, which was a repeat, was something called Brain Game, Motion Commotion. And it actually described it as a look at how the brain interprets and reacts to motion. And it was under science and technology. And it had so many major key points they actually brought up, and I actually took notes about how we see things. And one thing, and I'm going to be looking at all of these, one is called the oddball effect. And that's a visual oddball effect that our brains and our, it's at the very beginning, they have blinking lights, red or white and black, but the circles around them are blinking different colors, the opposite. And when they take the rings away, the blinking circles in the middle are blinking at the same time. But when they put the colors around it, all of a sudden they seem to be blinking at opposite time. Also, they have information overload from what comes
in
our brains. No, this is
That's
got to
be like my full basket syndrome, information overload. It sounds like the same thing.
Yes, and I'm going to be looking for it on YouTube, and if I can find it, I'm going to be posting it all over the place.
We'll look forward to that. Hey, is one of your pages open?
No,
I know a couple of your Facebook pages are private. But do you have one that's public?
My community page, which is the SSF Semi-Support Sisterhood for TBI Survivors, me being the sister, is a community page. I don't let anyone else post. Anybody is welcome to comment or put whatever that has anything to do with what I share that day. But I spend a lot of time doing things that are positive, happy, cheerful, because there's so much sad, depressing, and unhappy out there that I want a place that people just have a place to go just to feel good and get information.
Right, and I wanted you to mention that, especially if you're able to find that link from the show. That sounds like it's really interesting, and I knew when you said you'd be posting it around, I was just going to, you know, let our listeners know. I couldn't remember if all the pages, you know, anyway, you get it. So everybody check that out. I encourage you to follow Jenny's SSS Facebook page, because she does all kinds of inspirational and intriguing research and puts it there. And, of course, DJ's Team High Level on Facebook. I think that might be by invitation only, but if you're interested, certainly get a hold of one of us hosts and we can help you with that. Well, we have a surprise guest on here, and I thought he was the poobah of the convention. Kevin was actually at the same convention, I believe, where one of the superstar speakers was just unmuted, I think. Craig?
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Wait. I'm there. Hold on. Shit. Hold on. Wait.
Actually. I guess you didn't have your hand up. You could
Craig said a
put
bad
your
word.
Hand up if you. I know. I put him on mute, but I think he still can do what he wants on his own. I do apologize. He didn't have his hand up, but Craig has been at the TBI convention, and so I think it just wound up, and I thought maybe there he goes. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't. I'm sorry, Craig. I didn't mean to unmute you. You didn't have your hand up.
Should we
I didn't, but that's okay. So I'm here, but I was actually. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even know if I'm being heard.
No, it's okay, Keith.
Yes, you are. You're fabulous.
Yes, you are. We can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No,
how's the convention?
With my friend, and she needed to some downtime a long time, so she's been in Nordstrom's for the last 2 hours, and I've been catching up with texts out in the parking lot. It's not hot, and so it's kind of, you know, just uncluttering the brain, and so I go, oh, my, might as well listen. I was just going to be a listener, but, yeah, it was, you know, my talk wasn't very popular because it had to do with at-risk youth on 504 plans, so, you know, not one of my popular topics, but, and I got a crowd that I wasn't intending on of teachers, which was interesting. I was interested. You know, I got the opposite of everything. You know, I figured we don't have few. It wasn't full, but normally I do a more popular topic, but this year I featured one of my students who I've worked with since ninth grade and his mom, and we videotaped to share with people for the schools. And I figured some parents would come, and it was all teachers, but it was an interesting turnout. But, you know, my purpose was to videotape this in the first place, and I had a videographer there to tape the thing, and, you know, and I was hoping it would be really small. A little more people showed up than I anticipated, so it was interesting. We got it videotaped, and so the guy will edit it, and I'm going to use this for public education in the schools to teach people how to accommodate 504s. And this family is an example of what can go wrong in education with young people. and he's a genius, but he had more problems than any other person I've ever worked with. And I've worked with 1,500 students up to this point.
Wow. Well, even if it wasn't a popular topic for the masses, for the ones that need it, it'll be invaluable information, I'm sure.
Yeah, I thought parents would have been there more, but, you know, I knew it wasn't, you know, nobody cares about things. You know, we love our kids, but as far as these conferences, they're more into the big topics. And I did it purposely this year because this is an important topic. He's graduating this year and going on to forensic, even though, you know, if nobody would have done anything, you know, just give people a history. His mom had to make 1,000 visits to that school over the 4 years. And then I don't know how many parents have the fortitude to do that. She actually works there now just so she can be there. And that's just to the teachers. That's not counting the technological people. So she get in her website, and he's had a 504 and, 30 teachers, and only one teacher has accommodated one of the items on the plan. And some of the teachers don't even show up to the planning meetings.
God, that's terrible.
Well, no, it's actually good because the superintendent is interested in this and of the school district, and very supportive. And, you know, there's no big federal lawsuits because they're really working on it, and some of the teachers are working on it. And it takes time to change policy. And this is a little school district, probably one of the smallest school districts in the nation. They have one high school, one middle school, and two or three grade schools. So it is a small thing, and so it's easy to set something new up in a small district like that. It's, to my knowledge, the nation's only family support network where teachers, students, and parents are coming together, which we started this year. So lots of good things, you know.
Wow.
And just by coincidence, I met this kid. I'll share my first interest in him was 4.5 years ago when here's this kid with a reconstructed head playing football. Fascinated me. You know, so I got a little closer, and it even fascinated me more that doctors and neurologists, he's missing parts of his brain, and doctors and neurologists and his parents all are letting him. And I get it now why they let him, but that's what fascinated me originally, and I called that presentation First and 10. I did that before. And that one was very popular back then because, you know, football, sports, you pass the house. And what's more impressive is the fortitude of this family to get this kid through school and actually to graduate. He's be graduating in 2 weeks. And so now it's on he's going to forensic school at Eastern Washington University. So be another 4 years getting him, you know, helping him through that. So it's been a journey. So And I've been involved in this 504 planning since ninth grade, and just it's been. I would like to think I had a lot to do with it. Only the threat of lawsuits did I do anything, because they didn't follow any of the plans. And I got teachers on video and made, kind of made fun of them with little bubbles, like they spoke Chinese and I'm translating for what the public, what he's saying. So it's been a journey.
Wow. Well, how far away is this from Green Acres, where Arnold Ziffel and Ava Gabor and
where I am
that
right now?
Guy's name? Yeah, how far away from home are you at this convention?
About 400 plus miles.
Wow, 4 hours or so? 4 or 5 hours?
No, it's 6-7 hours.
Wow.
And my that's
well,
why
it was
I'm
good
so
of you
pleased.
To...
My... Good of me to what? Could
yeah,
be here?
Go.
No, this is my...
No,
hey, got to be here. Next year,
well,
you're going to come
yeah.
here for me.
Great.
No,
let me cover
joking.
For Kevin. I told you. Well, never mind. I'm not going
to
tell again. You'll just
I
have
heard,
to listen
I talked
to Kevin
of
the show.
I did. And so yeah, Kevin. Kevin. And yeah, we're and so yeah, Kevin is. I don't. You know, he's probably a little more stressed than he anticipated. And I don't know because he said he was going to do a pre-recorded. And I go, oh, did you talk to Kim and Les? You know, because you guys got to. You know, I want them to understand that. That's the support, and so he called you at that point.
Thank you. That's good. Les Paul and I had a talk about that you reinforce that with people. But anyway, Les Paul would have been here, but apparently I read in the chat room he and his girlfriend are vacuuming.
Oh, ask him if he's going to come to my house next.
I can't. He's not here. They said he was with his girlfriend Andrea, and they're vacuuming. I saw something about dust mites in the chat room, but normally he's here, so he must have had a Friday night date tonight or something. Jenny said earlier he's probably not back from shopping yet, and that. It's usually where he is when he comes into a show late. So, well, so are you done now? Or Kevin
yeah, the
said he was on his way back home.
Yeah, I'm not. We were going to come back, and then we weren't. And I'm glad we didn't because I'm exhausted. I came exhausted because I got involved in a project during the time I should have been working on this, and I've actually been working on this while I've been here. You know, so the presentation wasn't as good as it could have been because I got involved in a 10-day project supporting and collaborating a little bit with the Brain Injury Association of America, you know, making sure that, you know, if you have the opportunity to be involved in creating something good, you take it. And there was that opportunity was now or then, and so was this, but they both got done, and you know, hopefully both got done right, I hope. Because it's all about creating the best opportunity and communities we can, and that's what it appeared to be for me. And so hopefully everything works out for the good. It always does, one way or another.
Now, was this the association, the TBI Association?
No, actually, in our state, we have what's called the Traumatic Brain Injury Strategic Council, which is led, you know, controlled by, led, it's DSHS oversees it, and they have a council, which is more of an advisory council than anything else. They don't really get to make decisions from what it appears. They get to advise and, you know, recommend. And so it is an interesting system. And it's because of the public money coming out of the tickets that DSHS is involved. And it's an interesting ordeal. And I think it's, 4 or 5 years old now. And but, you know, we have funding for support groups where a lot of states don't. So, you know, it's not a lot of funding, but, you know, it creates an infrastructure. And I think we lead in per capita. We got 60 funded support groups and probably another 50, you know, over 100 support groups in our state, you know, just diverse support
wow.
groups too. So, you know, so we have that, and, you know, we have, you know, camps and, you know, events. And, you know, so I think we're unique. And, you know, we don't have the services of some other states, even though people think we do, we don't. Not a lot of services in our state, so we've created a support system for people, which has been fantastic. And even if the state funding went away, it would continue. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a really good thing.
Yeah, we're unique in that aspect.
Yeah, well, you seem to be in a pretty progressive state for a lot of things. I don't know how stuck up there you guys got so progressive while the rest of the country was looking the other way.
Well, you got to realize we always been progressive. Special education started up here. The parent-to-parent program started up here. Deinstitutionalization started up here. Even though we still have all of our institutions, they went from 20-some thousand down to 600, and for some reason the government don't want to close them buggers. And that scares me, because when you talk about waivers, when things go bad, people on waivers go into institutions. So I don't like the institutions. They scare me. You know, and even though now they got the good look and things, but when they have all the power, that's when abuse seems to happen. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, a lot of good people in those institutions, I'm not saying that, but the bad ones start getting in there, and they get so big. You know, there's unmarked graves all around the country in the back of these institutions, and, you know, they didn't even know who they buried, I can tell you. And I don't ever want us to go back
there. I don't even like to go visit. I'm always afraid I'll hear the door close and it will send a chill down my spine that they'll keep me. So I try to drive a long path around those places. I don't know. But, it was good of you to go. God, there's people blowing off fireworks here. It's not the 4th of July, but I guess we are kicking off the Memorial Day weekend. So do you ever have any kind of tradition or remembrance? Do you go put flowers on anyone's grave, say prayers for anyone that you've lost and cared about?
I do that all year round.
Had any thought of it?
For Memorial Day, no. Since my brain injury, you know, being a pastor, I do it, you know, an ex-pastor. Well, I'm a pastor, a non-practicing pastor, there we go, that... Since my injury, I see things a little differently than I used to. And so I do a lot of reminiscing all year round. And I don't have a consistency to when or how. You know, I've done shrines for people at my place. You know, not just personal shrines. You know, I don't do the public thing. I do a personal thing. And, yeah, I do remember people.
I was telling him earlier, you'll have to listen to the beginning of the show because you'll get a laugh out of it. Being Italian yourself, I won't repeat it now, but I tell a funny story about a place where I go and decorate graves. But I go there other times a year, too. I kind of like to be there in a more private context than, you know, the way the cemeteries fill up, you know, for those couple of days and it's all congested. I kind of like being out there alone, you know, at a different time of year. I go out. And so, I agree. I kind of have that going on all year long.
Yeah, I'll share. I have two personal memorials that mean a lot to me, with candles and pictures. And one is of Pastor Paul Olson, who is probably the mentor that, helped me on my faith. And I have one of me washing his feet. I don't know if you guys remember the verse in the Bible where Jesus the apostles' feet. And we did that practice at church, and I was washing his feet, and that's the shrine picture on him. And I have one of me and Ed Roberts hugging each other in the hospital, and that's my other shrine. Those are my two shrines of two people who have died that have changed the path in my life. And they're just personal
awesome.
Shrines. No one's there. No one's got to see them. They're just for me and them, you know, because who else cares? It's for, you know, it's meant for me and them, not the world. And they're
right.
I have a room and I call it the Wall of Shame. You know, it's probably not the best to name. I'm not shameful about anything of them, but there's a lot of things in there that I am shameful of, and they're all posted. It's my little personal area, and that's my remembrance area. And it started off the Wall of Shame, and it, you know, my music actually started from that. From some of them first writings, and they're on garbage bags. One was a garbage. The first thought of suicide was a garbage bag and duct tape. And I have a lot of writing on it, and that's in there. The gun that I was going to shoot myself is in there. you know, I made it so it can't be used again because, you know, I wouldn't want somebody just taking the gun. And just lots of initial writings of my, the beginning of my journey. And, of course, my mentor, you know, Ed Roberts died several months after he came and reached out to me. And Pastor Paul died this year. So
wow.
Those are my two shrines. And the memorance is of, you know, mistakes. And sometimes we learn a lot from our mistakes. And, of course, some good things. Like I have some newspaper things on my journey. On this, you know, front page, I made some front pages, and of course they always found the bad on there, and that's why they're in the wall of shame, is because, you know, they went out and searched, you know, my family history, being who they are. They love mentioning that every time they can. It just shows the news, because the news reporters seem to be more interested in my family than what I was doing at the time, but still made the front page.
But you don't have a picture at the post office, right? At the post office, your picture's not up at the post office, is it?
To my knowledge, no.
Well, then it could be worse, right? I mean,
right. And that's why I don't do a lot of media interviews, because the couple front pages I made, they skewed it and it hurt people's feelings, the stuff they put in. They thought I talked about it when they actually researched it and found that to be newsworthy. So I don't do a lot of media because of that. You know, it takes focus off of the mission.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to be careful about that. Anytime you put it out there, and at their discretion, they can write it not exactly the way you said it. But, well, it's great that you were out doing the work that you were doing, the service that you were doing. Did you get that? I suppose you didn't get it. But the link to the song I sent you, have you happened
to
hear it yet?
Not if it's been here since I've been here. No, I haven't really done much email. What happened is I was working on an invoice for somebody, and my internet wasn't working. And, of course, I got busy, and I slacked off. And then I finally got it out, and I got it up. And, you know, the pay thing, this hotel internet sucked where I was. And, of course, I had the invoice that I was working on done in the car, but I didn't put the fortitude into getting the internet going, and I had the presentation to do. And so I did get that out today, and I did that. And that's about it. Answered a couple, emails of people, I think, and texts. And I'm very behind. There's no doubt about that. Not anything. So was it a good thing, bad thing?
Well, it's okay. It's just a song. There's people, a couple people in the chat room saw me send it out. I really like, it's a song I can't play that I really like a lot right now. It's a video song, and I know Jenny saw it and really liked it, and it's just uplifting. And you being a musician, I just... I knew you were having a concentrated.
Music.
Oh, stop it! You're such a brat when it comes to that.
Yeah, well,
you're
my
just
music
tired and stressed. You're all strung out.
I'm actually,
you
know,
from
nice.
Working
friend,
so hard.
I'm hoping my friend. We were both a little stressed. I'm hoping she's really relaxed. She's shopping, you know, and I normally like watching girls shop, but. I've been around so many people, and so my mind is really toned down, so it feels kind of good. And I'm hoping she comes back feeling kind of good, and we'll go, we'll go have some dinner. And I get to meet, hopefully, with Penny Condell, one of my favorite friends in the world, you know, because I don't get over here that often, so it's nice to hopefully do that. Hopefully she can do that. And while she ate dinner, hopefully
cool.
Hang out by the pool. And then, I'm just kind of chilling, and I'm glad we stayed another night, because I'm relaxed. And... Oh, and my friend's back from shopping. I opened it for you, I think. And I was just talking about you, how we were doing our chill thing on the radio. I hope you don't mind. I'm on the radio. Hold on. And so her therapy was shopping, and my therapy was just kind of chilling. And I think, you know, I feel good mentally, and so hopefully that was good for her. And, you know, we all have our ways, right? So was that the
therapy? Yeah, that's right.
She said yes. So shop therapy worked for her, and I don't know what my shock therapy worked for me. You know, I took the electrodes up to the car, and you know, they say if you shock your brain in the right way, it's good. So I don't know. No, I just needed the space to. You ever needed nothingness?
Heck,
anyone
yeah.
there out there in Wonderland? And so nothingness, and no, I don't. I'm normally pretty good, but I was really overwhelmed. Just. Most I cried this weekend for the first time in a long time, and it was over nothing. But I was telling I met a psychologist, you know, who's similar to me and in his journey, a little older than me, and he was talking. And I started sharing my story about my one mentor, Ed, and I almost started bawling. I didn't do it, thank God, on the conference floor and sharing the story and teary eyed. And I was doing my presentation, and I actually was crying at some of the students or sharing their testimony, not crying, but yeah, a few tears, but. A little over emotional this weekend, and maybe that's a good thing. I don't know what that means, but I've never been this tired ever in my life that I can remember. So I needed.
Well, it sounds like it was the purging. Yeah, I was going to say it sounded like the purging of a lot of emotion.
Tell folks out there, but a lot of good things happen, and I do want to say one thing. You know, we get a lot of people who listen, and I forget that. And for all those people out there, especially survivors who are doing a good job, and you work with an agency, and you're really proud to be with that agency. You know, I don't want to demean anybody that's doing a good job, but you know, my opinion is only my opinion, and it don't mean nothing. Just so everybody knows, you know, I'm just some idiot out there that has an opinion, and I am Mr. Extremist, I would say, but you know. Just because I don't agree with the philosophy of any particular agency and I think they're garbage, it don't mean I think their employees are garbage. And I do apologize if I ever, ever, ever make anyone belittle them, especially as when they're surviving, a survivor working hard out there trying to do the best they can. It's the philosophy of an agency, and it's never the whole agency, because I believe there's good people everywhere. But sometimes in my extremist, right-wing views, I may bundle it up, and please never take that serious. And I got to actually, I hope, make somebody that felt that way understand this weekend. So that was a good thing, too. It's really positive in my mind. And, you know, and I wish I could say that I like the agency because of them, but when the philosophy of any agency, that's just who I am. You guys know that. And I may sensationalize it on the radio because that's radio, and it's only going to get worse as we grow. So, you know, bear with it. Don't listen if I bug you that much, but I truly don't mean to ever insult somebody out there doing good work because they work for an agency. And my apologies if I ever have. And so I don't want anyone to be hurt. So I just want to say that because we have listeners. I forget we have people and I don't know they listen, and I don't want them to be hurt. So if you're listening to this, don't be hurt. If you're doing a good job and you know you're doing a good job, then that's all you need to know. And know that I do appreciate that from my heart, anything you're doing for survivors in your hard work. So I'm sure I've insulted a few people along the way, and I don't mean to. The people that are doing good work, you know who they are, and just say, that guy's an idiot, and go on, and hopefully you can forgive me.
Well, forgiveness is good.
Yeah, we have a
universal sense of connectedness, you know, all right. Sailing in the same ship. So, you know, I think forgiveness has got to be there.
Even though I may think those agencies are a piece of shit and their loyalty to them, I respect anyone with loyalty because that's a rare commodity nowadays. Even if they, you know, and you got to love what you do. I did it for 8 years within the state system, and I was loyal. And there's nothing wrong with loyalty. That's a good quality, no matter what you're doing. Just
it
as long as you're doing a good job. Yeah. I never did anything that I thought was bad to anyone. And it may have ended up bad because I was in that philosophy. But if you're doing what you feel is right, that's right. And, you know, who am I to say,
some people might think they're going to change, you know, get in the system and then help change it. And then they get maybe discouraged once they get in there and the machine is bigger than what their single effort can do to move it along, you know, or make it shift or whatever. I know there was, you know, someone in our chat room who was trying to deal with her state association and really feeling put off and
powerless.
Ignored and rebuffed. by powerless. Yeah. It was unmanageable, you know, unmanageable. It hurt her feelings and
was
got her goat. I'm sorry.
So if she's still, is that tonight? She was doing it because if she's listening, that is hence why the Survivor Network is growing so fast and furious, is that we support survivors in creating survivor-led things. And then in time, hopefully you can partner with the parts of that agency that are good, because there are even professionals that work for a crappy agency or an agency that has a philosophy you don't agree with. And crappy is only one man's opinion or woman's opinion, because to someone else, it may be wonderful. So we all have the right to our opinions. You always try to work with the good, even of a bad agency, because, if you can draw just good, then you get ahead. And, you know, and who are we to say what's good, right, wrong? And, you know, that's why there's so many different opportunities for groups out there. And so, we will help just about anyone. You know, you got to be safe, though. You know, we're not going to help, like Dahmer, he wants to start a food fest. Probably not. that was probably a bad analogy, but you get the point. We want safe people creating safe groups, and no one better than a group. I believe in my heart that a group of survivors voting on issues will always make the right decision for their community in the end. And I say in the end because we make a lot of mistakes in our journeys. And so you can always can change that vote to do it right. Because, you know, we'll fix things in our journey. But a group will always do what's right for itself in the end.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, so you guys are going to go to dinner? Is that what you're going to do?
I hope so. I'm starving. So are we going to go to dinner? Yes. They're asking me questions now. I'm on a talk show. That's what I get. So whenever you're ready, what are you doing? I think she's going to take a nap in the trunk.
Well, that's
novel. No. Oh, she's so cute. She's doing decoration. She's decorating her as a birthday gift. She's making it pretty, I think. I can't see. I just see a pen and hands and paper. Oh, she's accounting in the trunk. Okay, cool. She's organized.
Far out. That's a good trait to have. Well, do you want to hear a song by someone else?
What? Oh, hey, you know what? Do I have any of my music? Is any of my music there?
Well, yeah, sure. I got to scroll up.
Well, what I wanted to play, because I've never shared any of my songs with. You don't get to hear a lot of my songs, so And actually, this one's in negotiation for sale right now. But do I have She Don't Know on there? I don't know what it's on
now,
there in the studio. I'd love for her to hear. It's kind of a weird song.
No, the problem I'm having, and I'm scrolling up fast.
And it's not
under
secret. You know, even though I set up the file system, I'm not as organized as my mind says it wants to be. So it's there, I think, but... I would.
Oh, here's Craig, TBI Law Savior. I give
up. Yeah, it's
up.
Not under cold, though. When I upload them, because I meant to delete them, and I know I didn't, and I think it's Don't Know. I don't know. You know, and I get in those erratic minds. And
You mean it's a needle in a haystack? It's not under your name?
Yeah, so if you're browsing through it, while we're driving, maybe she can hear it. I mean, it's a meaningless song. It was just like, just me evaluating. I don't know what else to value. It's weird. I had a really reflective week. So the last year has been reflective. And I want to thank you and Les Paul, because you've been like just awesome. Because, you know, it may have fallen if it wasn't for creating leadership within this. And we're growing instead.
Yeah, the growing, it's good. It's really fun. It's not something 2 minutes and 53 seconds called would never, is it?
No, that one's about my ex-wife. No, that's not about anyone. Yeah, that one's beyond that.
Probably not.
It was one of their those rare moments. And, you know, kind of when I wanted to be like the Pet Shop Boys type thing. I don't know what I wanted to be, but it's one of them rare moments in between depression and mental instability. I wrote kind of weird songs, not super depressed like someone's going to die or blow up, but just it's one of them weird times. And I wrote about 24 of those, and I played it last week, I think. She don't know. So as you're browsing, no. So I heard Jenny. How's Jenny doing? Say, call out to Jenny. And she is in Pennsylvania, right? Somewhere. She's back east.
She
I heard
is
her. I just wanted to say hi. Yeah, I have no clue where people are. We're just so everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. We've got, Florida, Delaware, England, Pennsylvania. Christopher, where are you from? We've had a new person that's been a regular, Christopher. Don't know if he's ever called in. I missed that earlier. But been around, someone new to welcome to the group.
Welcome,
and,
Christopher. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
host
awesome.
Is getting new people. We all develop our little following, and then they move on, the new people. It's good. It's a healing. It's a, you know, and people can come back and check in. It's cool. And then at the conference, everybody's listening to us. You know, hundreds of people were telling me, you know, and I know it's not showing up on our thing, but they're listening, and the people that are being pissed off, they're listening too. So that's good. I'm going to do, I think my next show on the first of the month is going to be Look Who's Listening Now. Yeah, serious.
Okay.
Yeah, so I may even invite some of those people that were hurt on there, because, you know, I want them to feel validated, especially if they're doing a good job in their life, and they deserve to be validated. So.
Okay, so what I'm going to do then is I'm going to look, but I'm going to play something while I'm looking. Tell me again the title of what I'm looking for while I take
this break. It's either You Don't Know, She Don't Know. I don't remember what I put it on there.
Know.
And it,
I don't know.
And you know what? Look at the very bottom of the catalog.
Yeah, that's where I was.
What's
okay,
at the very, very
I'm gonna
bottom?
I'm going to check.
Because I can't look at the panel because I'm
very
on my phone. And if you tell
right.
me the title real quick, I can tell you which one it is, I think. Maybe.
Okay. While I scroll down and take a look, this is something that we all try to do. This is Dan Christian, Find My Voice, and I'll go all
okay.
the way to the
I'm
bottom.
I'm going to put on speaker so she can hear while she's driving.
The question never seems to change. Are you with them or are you with us? And if it's true, I am not ashamed. There shouldn't be much to discuss. But for every answer that draws you near, there is an answer that will make you run. And as long as identity remains unclear, the coward will give the easy one. We can be automatic, carefully diplomatic. I need courage to speak my choice. Now that it's been a while since my courtyard denial, I am still trying to find my voice. I am still trying to find my voice. My brother is waiting to believe. We all love him just the same. There are gifts we both receive under the same sun and rain. I can't speak out of stillness, but I'm waiting to fill this space with courage to make my choice. How can we preach salvation from our own isolation? I am trying to find my voice. I am just trying to find my voice. Maybe we all have a role to play. Maybe this is my inauguration day. Maybe until I speak. Finally getting used to my own skin. I never knew I would come this far. When you get too good at fitting in, it's hard to tell who you really are. Now is the time to make my choice. Now is the time to find my voice. Now is the time to make my choice. Now is the time to find my voice. And now is the time to find my
Christian, find my voice. So I'm at the bottom and I have Craig back on the mic. It starts, why so sensitive? Lee Carlson yoga interview, would never. X Hooks casino night with Beth Edwards. Kim intro. These are the things at the very bottom, Craig.
Okay, look under S. You don't know. I could have sworn that's the name of the song, but I don't mean that's where I put how I filed it.
Penny Lane, Auld Lang Syne. No, that would be. We should get that out of there. We're not going to need Auld Lang Syne for a while.
Craig Black. First, look under S. See if it has a she don't know, and then look under the Craig files. Yeah, I know I didn't file it right, but if you can't find it, that's fine.
Well, okay, so I'm back in, I'll be back in Craig territory. I've got Craig Words, 10,000, She Don't, I Give Up.
Yeah, that would be it.
Savior.
Don't. Yeah, I don't file things, right?
Yeah, I have She Don't. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I wrote that one about a year ago, and when everybody was giving me hell that I was this pervert, so... That's just what came out of it. That's the song I wrote. So good. Would you play that? I'd love to play it if you don't mind, if your fans don't mind.
Oh, we take requests, honey. This ain't my show anyway tonight. It's Kevin's, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes,
so
of course. This is our famous Pastor Craig. This is called She Don't.
Even though she don't even know. You think I didn't notice? I saw your love come shining through, but your scope was out of focus. Focus on this guy when he's the only one who makes you cry, but he can never love and treat you right. Let me be the one to open up your eyes. She could be love, I would do anything, but she don't even know. A few years ago, oh baby, did you see me begin tearing pictures down off your wall? Are your memories worth keeping him around, and at the same time he keeps you down? But darling, you're a queen, put on your crown. Open up your heart and let me love you now. She could be love, I would do anything, but she don't even know. I could be more, but more he'll never be. even know. She don't even know. She don't even know.
That was really a cool song. I haven't heard that one before. That was called She Don't by Craig.
No, by Insane from Pain. That's our band. Don't be calling it Pastor Craig. There's nothing religious about that song.
I could call you affectionately Pastor Craig, but okay, I did want to know what you were going by. Oh, definitely Insane with Pain.
There we go.
Well, you haven't let me play your stuff before, so I didn't have to think of it.
Right. And if you really search the internet, I did You Could Have Taken Me Now, which was written about the same time, and we actually have a amateuristic video. And I know Sony did the one video, but it sucks. Our amateuristic video is much better than Sony's video they did for us.
I know, they both could have been better, though. I would like to produce that. I have
you
that.
Gotta realize,
I found that on YouTube.
Right, when Sony did it, it was a marketing thing they did, and it worked. I give them that. Whatever they did worked, because we've sold 11 songs that are under contract, and I have 433 songs that are available. If you artists are out there and you are famous, talk to me. Because I'm not going to ever perform again. I know. I may keep writing. Hopefully, I don't. Because if I'm not writing, that means I don't go through the roller coaster downs of brain injury. I prefer not to have the downs. That'd be nice.
Yeah,
I don't ever
that's for
write
sure.
A song when I'm happy. So, because I've never did it before, why would I now?
Well, you know, you might be able to. The song that I said that I emailed you might inspire you. Because there's a hook, there's a really good hook in the song, and I think if you are open and go with it, I think that you might be able to morph into this.
A butterfly?
Morph.
I want to be a butterfly.
You may want to be. You don't know that yet. You don't know if you want to be a butterfly yet. You might not think you do.
Up above the world and look down on how beautiful it is and not hear trash. I've always wanted to do that, you know, because the world really is a beautiful place if you look at it for what it is, but it's when you get the harsh people in life kind of make us harden us, and we forget how beautiful it can be.
That happened tonight in the chat room. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. What about this song, Words? What was the history behind that?
I did Words. We were at Candlestick Park with the Fray, and that was the first big thing I did. And it was actually the first song that I didn't get booed off the stage on. And that one's not the developed one, but it's one of the first songs that wasn't really dark. And I don't think it's very good.
That's
you're welcome
not
to play
a...
it. It's one of my first songs that... As I transitioned from Christian music into secular music, it was the first song that wasn't death, you know, total death music. And so that's why I even forgot that was there. And that's just because words were just going through my head. I learned through that song that it's just words, and words don't mean anything.
Yeah, or they mean everything. It just depends. But let's check that out. This is Insane with Pain. Hey, I wonder, before I put this on, you know, speaking of that Sony video, it had said that it was the tour, they were advertising the tour, was it of spring of 2012 or 2013? Where is it anyway?
Because they thought they were clever. It was November, December in Europe of 2012, and they called it the Thanksgiving Tour. The guy that did it didn't realize that Europe didn't have Thanksgiving, but it was okay. I mean, that was his twist on it. But, so it shows I'm not the only one that's stupid sometimes. But it worked. The marketing tour worked. It was really weird, you know, the stuff. And I thought it was really crappy, but it got, you know, we sold out all 9 shows in Europe. Amsterdam, Berlin, it was interesting. And they built up a fan base of really freaky people, and it was quite ironic. That was when I got my Samsung phone, and I said, look, everybody got my new phone, let's take a picture. And they got on one of the pictures, I don't think it's on their thing, but there's 25,000 people with their phones taking pictures of me, taking pictures of them. It was quite an interesting picture. I was in a really bad space in that time.
Yeah,
I laughed. That was one of the first times that laughter came out of me because, boy, them Europeans are high tech. Boy, I tell you, I never knew it. They all had phone. Yeah, it was interesting. And they when they all flashed at the same time, it was so bright in the stadium. And it was at I can't remember the name of the stadium. They have the weirdest stadiums. They look like the weirds. And I think I can't remember. And I believe that one was in Amsterdam. And it was 7 floors up, and I was on the bottom floor, and they're looking down on me. What happens if they get mad and spit on you is what I was wondering. It's just they have a bizarre thing. Yeah, Europe is not
okay.
That was the first time I ever went to the clubs in Europe, and it's the most interesting thing I've ever witnessed. And, you know, I heard of all these famous places, and they were interesting. I guess that's why they're famous.
I'm sorry I missed them. But sometime you'll have to tell us all about it. So, with that backstory, we're going to play Words.
Yeah, and this isn't one of my first songs. This is before we got calling. I'm going to be disconnected.
Craig, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you like that song?
I do. It's very nice. I do remember hearing it. That's why I suggested it, but I like
still
that. It's really
Polish.
A good song. Still,
you know what?
I like
what,
it.
Then what? The, another song. Do you have You Could Have Taken Me?
You could have taken me. I'll have to spin back up to that. Let me send out one, and then I see Les Paul just came onto the board. Maybe he
Hi,
and
Les
Andrea
Paul.
Are finally done vacuuming. He's not unmuted yet. While I'm looking for, what am I looking for again?
You should have taken me or could have taken me. That was the previous song that I wrote before. And now this is only if your fan base wants to listen to it. That was the previous song that I wrote before She Don't Know. And that's it was a progression that don't normally happen, but I did those songs within a couple of days of each other. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna scroll back up and play that.
Awesome.
First, I'm going to send out, let's see, she didn't request it, but what would that be, the opposite of a request? This is for your friend, Craig. While I spin up and find yours, this song is for your friend listening.
Okay.
You can come to me, I will understand. Sometimes things that shouldn't be are your only plans. And if you get scared, I will protect you. But don't expect an easy life. Nobody has ever got that right. And you can go away from me, I will understand. Sometimes the love that you believe is not the love that's in your hands. And if you get scared, I will protect you. But don't expect an easy life. Nobody has ever got that right. But it will be beautiful.
That was Francis Jones and the Saviors. Beautiful. That was a dedication. Thank you, Jennifer, for giving me the word to Craig's friend listening in tonight. Beautiful. And I'm going to put Craig and Les Paul and everybody else, I'm going to unmute everybody in just a minute, but I believe Kevin scheduled this show for an hour and a half, and so I want to take a moment to do a commercial message that will roll us into overtime and give you warning if you want to call in and stay a while longer and listen to some tunes, have some conversation. The number to call in is 424-243-9540. Hurry up and call 424-243-9540. This is Kevin Phillips' WTF show with Kim Justice pinch hitting tonight. We want to thank our sponsor, Gordon Johnson of TBILaw.com. If you have any litigation issues around your brain injury, check them out at TBILaw.com. Also want to remind you to check out our peer support line. The website on that is the number 4PEER11.org. We're aspiring to be 24/7. I think we're about 12 hours a day now. Looking for others who would like a renewed sense of purpose or to help another survivor by giving 4 hours of your time a month. So whether you need to use the line personally or you'd like to work on the line, check out the website. Also has some great information on a new ID card that is wonderful. Can carry a lot of your medical information on it. Now, I think I lost Craig from the line, doggone it, because I did move up to a song, to his songs. This scroller doesn't always work fast in the studio, and so I was going to unmute him. Hopefully he'll call back in, or maybe they got to the restaurant. But we want to thank Craig for stopping in tonight. And we have 90 seconds left. I was hoping I'd be able to scroll down to my usual closer, but I moved up for Craig into his area. So, 90 seconds. We got 90 seconds. And then, good, Les Paul, I'm glad you're here. Stick around. DJ, Jenny, glad to have you guys listening tonight. And let's see, I gave you about all the reminders. I will remind our listeners that all of the shows are archived for on-demand use, so no reason to ever be alone out there in recovery. We're on 7 nights a week, 10 different hosts, all bringing something different to the table. And we really want to thank you guys so much for listening tonight. And we really appreciate you being here. So with that, we're going to roll into overtime. And I think we got about 10 seconds. So I'm just going to open up all of the mics. And thank you, everybody who is here tonight. And we're past. Good evening, Les Paul.
Hello, hello, Kim. I've been out all night with my girlfriend, and I called just in time, I can tell. But there's a young man, I don't know if anybody has mentioned about him or know anything about him, that died. But he didn't die of a brain injury. He died of a very rare disability that I believe involves cancer and something else. And he left his music behind that he was making as he was dying. When he had 2 or 3 years left to live, it was just played on a radio station, WBBQ, over in my area. And I cried a little because I heard his story yesterday for the first time. And I think his name is Zach, but I'm not sure. I think he got it when he was discovered when he was 16 and it's terminal, no way to heal it, no way to recover it. And he was the most positive man I've ever heard in the world. And instead of live like you're dying, he died like he's living. I've never heard anybody like this young man. I hope everybody looks him up. I'm pulling up at my house right now, by the way. And so I'll try to post his name when I get in on my computer, because his story is amazing. It's about a 15-minute a YouTube and Facebook video. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page, I believe you'll be able to find it fairly easy, because his story was just unbelievably fantastic, how he took dying. He knew he was going to pass away. He knew he had... Go ahead.
No, nothing. I was going to say, when you get in, I can picture you pulling into your driveway and running into the house. When you get in, that would be great if you could post that YouTube and tell us what his name is so we can look
it
up.
I'm getting out of my car right now. You probably heard the car door shut. But
looks like DJ got it, got the article.
Oh, he
good
did.
Good for
okay.
DJ. He's so efficient.
I posted
efficient.
It all over Facebook. So, I mean,
okay.
It was just an amazing story.
Sovich. Teen with terminal cancer who penned touching farewell song that became international hit passes away after a 4-year battle. Zach Sovich died in Minnesota on Monday at the age of 18.
If we as brain injury survivors or any disabilities that is concerned can live our lives like that man, oh my God, I don't even know how to say it. It really touched me. It hit me in the heart, and it struck me like a bolt of lightning. Like, wow, if I had done what I should be doing to help people, I try. But, you know, the times we get up sometimes and we complain, say, man, I just don't have the energy. Today's one of those days for me. I was really low on energy today, and I haven't done that much. So my girlfriend and I went out for a while, and we went to dinner and everything, and I called in as soon as I could, which was pretty late on the show. But it makes me think that I watched the video. It was about 15 minutes long. It brought tears to my eyes to watch that guy up there performing his music, knowing that he had terminal cancer that was so severe. And so I recommend everybody like his page that hears this show and just show what a person with a disability can do, even when they know they have no outcome other than death.
For those of you who aren't in the chat room, it's a really long link, so I can't repeat that to you, but I can tell you, you can Google, I'll give you the name, Zach, Z-A-C-H, last name S as in Sam, O, B as in boy, I-E-C-H. And Zach, S-O-B-I-E-C-H. Google that and you'll be able to find the story. And the YouTube, I suppose you'd be able to find under his name too. DJ also put the YouTube in. He has a song called Clouds, and so that would be another thing to search.
I think he made an entire album, and just to show you, a DJ played it on our local WBBQ, which is, you can listen to it anywhere, and she did it against what the station allows, because they have programming they have to follow, and she actually said she's going to break program protocol, which is almost never heard of on radio anymore, and played it anyway. She said there's just sometimes when you need to play something no matter what, and that's what she did.
Wow.
And I listened.
Well,
that was just a little while ago.
Well, it looks like a really touching show. So, yeah, Keith Anthony was making jokes. He said that you and Andrea were vacuuming.
Vacuuming? What?
Yeah, you guys were vacuuming. That's what he told everybody in the chat room, that he had talked to you and that you and Andrea were vacuuming, so you were going to be late.
No, we went out
Jenny
to
thought maybe you were shopping. Oh, so
we
you weren't even vacuuming
together.
Then.
We spent our evening together.
Well, actually, this is the first time I've actually heard in my heart just actually sung with joy. You actually calling someone my girlfriend. It was absolutely amazing.
Oh, I love her to death. Her name's Andrea, and she's a beautiful lady.
She is. She's been a guest on the show before.
I wish you would call in more.
Go on, Jenny. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I just wanted to say I'm just so happy for you. My heart is just singing with joy.
Oh. Well, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, yeah, I wish Andrea would call in. I'm glad you guys had a good time Friday night. Could be date night. So that's good. Do you have anything? Craig stopped in, too. He was just finishing up that conference in Washington, and he was with a friend. We played a couple of his songs, and I think they were going to dinner. He dropped off the board, and
DJ's
been around. Two songs? Yeah, we played Words and another one.
Did he say anything about how the conference went?
Yeah, he did. You can hear it on the archive.
Okay, don't worry about that. Okay, you can continue on. I don't want to interrupt too much because I don't know what you plan on doing.
Now, I seldom know what I plan on doing either.
But you know what? I like that sometimes. I don't like living a programmed life.
I definitely don't have that. It's a spontaneity squared, so you just never know. You just never know.
I consider us, after a brain injury, I consider us kind of like metamorphosed caterpillars that have become butterflies, and we just spread our wings and we just go wherever the wind carries us.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. We'd just play a little music, see what we were talking about. We talked a little bit about, you know, this is kicking off Memorial Day, the long weekend, and we talked, Craig started out, I asked him a question about if, you know, how he remembers or memorializes, and he brought up a pastor that he was attached to, and Ed Morgan. Is that his name? Morgan? Ed Morgan? Ed? No. Ed, the civil rights Ed. Okay, you guys. Anyway, Craig told a couple. You always talk about him, the father of independent living. He passed away.
Could I actually share something that I want everybody to hear about how to handle Memorial Day in a celebration and any fireworks and sounds and the ways that veterans may react and how it's okay?
Yeah, sure. That's a good point.
Well, because there is a big celebration, most people think of it as a celebration and a picnic and a barbecue, but these are actually veterans who are dealing with their own private wars in their minds. And so to just respect, or it's okay if you are a veteran, if you say you're going to go and at the last minute you just find you just can't go because it's too emotional, it's okay, and respect that. If you are going to have any kind of loud or even quiet fireworks go off with the smells and the sounds, you must prepare them and let them make a choice in advance whether to stay or leave, because it can bring back with PTSD horrible, horrible reactions and memories. These are things that will make it a lot more pleasant and helpful, because remember, these veterans are actually going through, yes, we are celebrating their return and what they've done for us, but this is also a very, very emotional day and time for them.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's good that you bring that up. And I hadn't readily thought about the fireworks until I heard that last year. And that must be really tough when you kind of got a case of the yips anyway. I know the I don't like being around them. I don't mind watching them on TV, but I kind of don't like loud, sudden noises like that either. So Yeah, definitely. I think that's a very good point that you bring up. Definitely is. Well, I'm going to play a song we've never played before, another one by Daniel Christensen, our newest person on the playlist. And this song is called Picture Me.
By the world or the knowledge that it's given you, even though your heart has lived what others have merely read. But I digress and I confess, there's too much to address in verse. But we'll see where this takes us, navigating through these thoughts about my head. I suspect we can all find joy within the little things, and it seems you may just have spotted hints in me. And even though I don't know, and I disallow you the affirmation, please be advised that I recognize if it comes from you, then there's something to it. Can you see within yourself what I don't see in me? Do you find what we all know is inside of you? Is it possible for us to find self-worth, or is that just an idealistic dream? Open-minded people closed off to the masses' concept of our own value. I wish I could picture me the way you picture me, as a trusted source of faith and substance. If it really is the way you see, then there could still be hope for me. There may exist the rationale for some optimistic confidence. What is it that we're hoping to find? Just a revelation of a personal kind. I know how you think, and you know how I think. That's how I take away your ammunition. Somehow you dismiss the rhetoric and blank me with fresh savings. Cooperation. I wish I could picture me the way you picture me. As a trust, a source of faith and substance. If it really is the way you see, then there could still be hope for me. There may exist the rationale for some optimistic confidence.
Wow, I think that was a really awesome song. That's Daniel Christensen, and he is just a really, really, really nice guy. But I think three, maybe four different CDs. So Daniel Christiansen, Christiansen. Maybe we can look for that later. I know he's on CD Baby, but he's got his own website. Should be Daniel Christiansen. Also found him on Facebook as well, and I'm following him there. I think he just does some really nice music. I was blessed to get to see him in person and meet him for the first time when I went to see Nick Johnson, another one of the people on the playlist, and that's the song that says Nebraska, my homesake, and has the whistling that Les Paul appreciates so much. So what's up with you, DJ?
Oh, hello there.
Hi there.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. I didn't know
I can.
I just went outside to take the garbage during that song, and I see that there's a load of cars at a house. Memorial Day weekend, I think, is definitely doing pretty good. It's off and running.
Yeah. You mean, like, are they having celebrations or are they partying?
Oh, it looks like a house party.
Because it's a long weekend.
Yeah. Looks like a house party. But, no, I decided that I've been pouting and sitting around the house all week, and no, this has really hit me. Craig has done more shows than anybody on relationships after brain injury. He just did one a couple weeks back. But I'll tell you, I probably won't stop dating her, and I appreciate what Jenny said, but the one thing I do remember is that when she was living downstairs and when I was living upstairs, we hardly ever argued. I'm being honest. It just didn't happen. You know, I don't be too graphic, but if I stayed with her, left in the morning, she went to work, see you later, make plans for the afternoon, she'd come up, stay with me, and after a while, we started thinking, you know, why are you paying this amount of money, and I'm paying this amount of money, and we're never apart. And that's where we decided that, you know, it'd be better just to be together, and the problem with that is, you know, you're on top of each other. If something goes wrong, there's no separating it. There's, you know, you... And that's where she leaves. I kind of wish she still had her apartment. At least if she argued a couple hours later.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seemed logical, you know, in the beginning, like you said, when you set it up, you're always together anyway, you know, why not save the money? It sounded on a logical level like it was a good idea, but I used to say I thought it would be perfect if when people, this was before I met my husband now, so I'll put a qualifier in there, but I used to say that the best way people could get married is get married and buy a duplex, you know, so that they could be together, but they'd like have their privacy. I mean, I think duplexes and marriage should just come together, you know, like for the most part, but I don't feel that way anymore, but I used to for a long time, so you're right. You know, you can. Relationships are difficult, you know, and when you move in with one, it's even more difficult than that. So,
it's
a challenge.
Started back on the day before my birthday. You know, we had a plan. We were going to, if you go down to Fort Myers, which is about 90 miles south of here, you can take what's called the Key West Cruise or something like that. And, I worked at the Key West environment at a Gaylord Palms resort over in Kissimmee. They have St. Augustine, and then you walk to the next atrium, and it's Key West, and the other one is the Florida Everglades. And they all, you know, are their themes, and they've got, you know, silt walkers and flame blowers. I worked in that place for over a year, and
wow.
You know, I always thought I'd love to go to Key West. You know, it's, we had Jimmy Buffett-style music. We had the steel drums on Saturday, just bong, bong, bing, bong, bong, you know, from 11:30 to about 4:30, 5 o'clock. And then they'd have a Jimmy Buffett-style singer, you know, doing some casual music. And we'd hand out, we would do a sunset celebration. You know, we'd stop serving, tell everybody, hey, you know, we'll keep running your food. We have a food runner, but we're not taking any more orders for the next 5 minutes. Here's a maraca. And you give it to a little kid or an older lady, get them all involved, and we go, we're rushing in the line, rock your body inside, shake, 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 Sonora. And we would all do a wicked sunset celebration. We'd have a flame blower blowing live flames. We'd have stilt walkers dancing around. You ever see anybody dance?
Awesome.
These guys
it
were.
It does. It sounds like a riot. We wish we could be there.
It was 5 acres under glass, 1,406 rooms. I mean, you'd get Harley Davidson in there, and boy, let me tell you, it would smell very interesting. We get 700 people in there for, what do you call it, Lockheed Martin, something like that. And we do private parties. It was all convention-driven. But the problem was with that place is they would all come in, meet, party, you know, all the Harley distributors from all over the world would come in and smoke and joke, and I do mean smoke and joke, and you know, they would have a great time, and the restaurant would be really busy, and everybody like, I want one of those Key West crawlers and Mallory Square margarita, and I want a hurricane. You know, it would just be rock and roll happy, and then they would leave. The restaurant would be dead. 1,000 people in for a convention, and it would be dead at 6 o'clock at night. Okay, you're cut. I'm like, but. Then the next day, they would all go to Disney, every one of them. The next day, they'd go to SeaWorld, all of them. The next day, they'd go to Universal Studios, every one of them. The next day, they'd go home. And it was like, you got to be kidding me.
I like
here. So
Epcot.
With that in mind, I told her, I want to go to Key West. And we have the opportunity. We have the money. Let's take off, you know, either after the 4th, after you get out of work, or, you know, we'll go on the 5th. Well, she went to work on the 4th and never came home till Sunday morning at 6 o'clock.
I was devastated.
I've been here all week. I just walked downstairs to put the garbage out, and I've got a serious Charlie horse on my lower back. And on Saturday mornings, there's about a 35-mile ride, which I can make if I'm well-rested, hydrated, and I feel good in the morning. It's all going to be driven on how I feel in the morning. I could ride my bike downtown, and there's a bike shop there that they all meet. I don't know how many. I've never done it. I'm guessing at least 6 or 8 people. And you'll see a pack of bikes flying around Sarasota tomorrow. And it's fun. It really is fun. They usually know the roads to keep you out of trouble and keep you out of the city. They know how to use the back roads. And then they go out to the beach, and there's some really good bike lanes on the roads out there. So that's going to be a nice release. And then when I get back, you know, she's coming in to move the rest of her stuff out, and I'll probably sit down and talk with her and say, look, what are we doing? Where are we going with this? We were better off living apart. Now we're going to go back to living apart. Do you want to continue this? Do you want to go to Connecticut in August? It's supposed to be my parents' 50th anniversary party. And then a friend of mine plays a band up there. I've posted some of his songs in Team High Level. I think I posted some more today. But he's got a band.
I saw that today.
Well, that's not his band, but I've posted his band before. He was playing some Leonard Skinner, and, oh, man, Bill's just a great friend. I used to umpire Legion Baseball, and Bill was one of the best pitchers in the state of Connecticut. And, you know, we're good friends from high school. He's only a year older than me. I umpired him when he was in Legion Ball. That's 16 to 18-year-old ball. And I was one of the better young umpires in Connecticut, so I got asked by a newspaper writer to come out and umpire some games, and I did some of Bill's games. He's just a great guy, good friend. He actually did the Charlie Larson show with me. That was the guy that did the Charlie Larson show with me a few months back.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
Bill,
I remember that.
Really, really great. So I think what we're going to do is talk about that, go easy for a little while, get back on track a little bit. And then I'm on track with my credit. I just found out that the last medical bill is on there to fall off. There was 7 medical bills of $300 to $600. And I've got my credit cards. I don't have, like, high balances on my credit. I have high balances, but the credit limits are only, like, $300 and $400. So I just need to get them down to 30%. My credit score will come up. And this time next year, my goal is to be in a house with or without anybody. I want a doggy, I want a yard, I want a house. I want to cut my own grass, I want to be able to do my own things. Well, I'll be 50 years old next year. I've never owned a house. So,
well, it's time. Yeah. But you live in a high rent district down there in Florida. You have to move to Nebraska to be able to buy a house.
Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, it would be half as cheap to own a house. My rent is going from $735 up to $830 for about an 800 square foot one bedroom apartment. $830. My father's owned about five houses. He said, my mortgage has never been over $730. So it's insane. There's two and three bedroom, two bathroom houses down here for $79, $80. I've seen some for $45 and $50, but I can't imagine what they're like. So,
scary.
I'm going to just get it cleared out. I get a little bit of extra money in November. I'm going to make sure everything's cleared out around December 1st. My Christmas present to me is to go back to the bank and say, run my credit score, qualify me for a loan, and let's go. Let's go. I know about what I want. I know about where I want it. I've been riding my bike in this town for 3.5 years. I've been on every street you can imagine, good ones, bad ones. I got caught riding around with my $400 R11 and my couple of my irons, and I said, well, I'll go check out this house over here. Oh, boy. And I was right in the middle of what's called Newtown. I won't get too graphic. It's a little dark over there, and they didn't appreciate me riding through their town with all this high-dollar golf equipment and started whistling at me and everything. I said, okay, we cross out Newtown on the map.
Be where you want to move. Yeah, not going to move there, that's for sure. Well, you know, everything comes in its time, so you're learning to budget, and when it's time, it'll resolve, you know. So you're just working a process, and, you know, we all got to learn to do that, and that's a good goal to have. I love, you know, I feel like I know people who live in New York who've never lived in a house. You know, it's been a more populated area, and they've always lived in an apartment. And I'm lucky, you know, if I have to live in Nebraska, that I bought my first house when I was 30. So I've lived in houses that I've bought and paid for how many more years is that? 30 years. But part of it is the, you know, the economy here. I mean, I thought you paid a premium, especially in the area you're talking about. I mean, if it's got mountains and ocean, it's got to cost a lot more than the cornfield.
people are walking away. The jobs are thin. They took NASA away from the East Coast, kind of, sort of. There's still people doing stuff there, but they got rid of the space shuttle program, and that's thousands of people right there. So there's people walking away from houses and getting the heck out of here. A lot of people, I got to be honest with you, I was here in 2004 when we got the four hurricanes, and, yeah, that could be a pain in the hoo-ha. But since then, we haven't gotten anything. New York, Philadelphia, New Jersey, North Carolina, Connecticut have all gotten more hurricanes than Florida in the last 6 or 8 years. We haven't gotten hardly any. I don't think any, actually, at all. So the patterns, you know, even Katrina screamed by us and went right up the Gulf and into Louisiana. So that didn't really affect us.
Anytime you got to worry about whatever the natural disaster of the, you know, we get tornadoes, you get hurricanes. I mean, that's going to happen. Everybody gets something, don't they?
Well, yeah, Connecticut, you know, but before I left in 2003, I slipped on a deck that I had shoveled off and cleaned off, but it was, you know, getting warmer in the afternoon, so it was kind of wet after I shoveled it. You know how it gets. And then you go eat dinner, and then you go back outside, and it's a sheet of ice.
Yeah.
And you can't stand it.
You need salt.
I mean, salt it. You can't salt the deck because it ruins it. So I went back outside to go to the store and get something, and I slipped, and I cracked four ribs.
That explains a few things. Oh, God. That's terrible.
I don't like being cold. I don't mind it. I don't mind, you know, tomorrow when I get done that ride, it's probably going to be close to 89 degrees. But, you know, you could dump a little water over your head, put your helmet back on, and you can cool yourself off. When it's 16 degrees, you got to wear gloves, mittens, hat, scarf, and you're still cold. You could drink Sambuca only so much. That's what I used to drink. I used to get off of work, go to the bar, they'd pour me a three-bean Sambuca and a draft Sam Adams. And, boy, you'd start to warm up with that in your system a little bit. But then I just wanted to go to sleep. But
yeah,
that
takes the fun out of the party.
Well, I got to say, I've been very spiritual lately. I've done a lot of side chatting with folks like Murnie and, you know, just a lot of you and, you know, a lot of the people who are closer to me in the group I do depend on. And, you know, I really appreciate that because, you know, I might come across as this real tough guy that handles everybody's problems. And guess what, man? I got them too. You know, I've been manically depressed this week. And in the end, I think about it, and she's not running away. She's just going away. And she'll go back to living in her own apartment. I am more than sure we'll continue to see each other. I think it's a good idea. She has her own money. She's fairly intelligent. She does say some things that I really wish she wouldn't say. And she needs to get off social networking. She wrote somebody something the other day, and they wrote me back and said, why did your girlfriend say this to me? That's not necessary. I don't really need to know that. And I said, well, yeah.
That's weird.
Well, she wrote something that she just shouldn't be writing to other people, you know. And
that's why you told me what you
night,
did.
We're having a good time. We're playing music. And apparently I went to bed and she decided to turn on her computer and write to one of our teammates in the group. And say, well, DJ was something tonight, really. And I was like, you really thought you had to tell somebody that? So, you know, she didn't remember it, denied it. And I said, well, it's called copy and paste, honey. When it says Francie Iverson and then you see the message, it's a pretty good chance that you sent it. And so I told her, I said, you need to get off social networking and stop telling these people this stuff. I said, first of all, it's none of their business. Anybody that knows me, knows me. They know enough. You know, there's five or six people in that group that know every little thing there is about me. And that's fine. I want some people, you know, in case something ever happens to me, because I'm not terribly close to my parents. I talk to them every week. My sister knows everything about me, but she's in Connecticut. And my brother's in Afghanistan. So I think what we're going to do is push ahead away from each other, which is fine. There's nobody else I want to see. There's plenty of reason to like her. There's also a few reasons to shut it down and just give it some time. I'm in no hurry. I just spent 7 years alone. I was on a date the night that my head started to hurt. You know, I always had
girlfriends. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to work with this lady, and then I quit that job and I started the construction job, and she had quit a couple months earlier and went back into real estate over in Tampa. And she came all the way back to the East Coast, called a guy that we both know who I happen to be working with. And Bill said, you know, Diane's coming in town and she wants to see you. I'm like, okay, you know, nice lady, 50s, well-kept, real estate agent, Audi A6. You know, I mean, I was going to go out and have a nice little time, go to Cocoa Beach Pier, watch the surfers, and it's just really a relaxing area. I love the beach at night. There's nothing like it. Grab a glass of wine or whatever, just go for a walk, let the waves come at you. It is so relaxing. It's the perfect way to end the night. We never quite made it that far. I made it to the hospital. Hey, she's the one that screamed at him, I guess, at 2:30 or 3 o'clock. They wouldn't let her come in to see me. And they said, well, he's starting to seizure. And she goes, my God, he's going to die. Do something. They sent me to a hospital that didn't have a neurosurgeon, and I had an intracranial brain bleed. It had to be opened up. You know, it's like your aneurysm. Why would you send somebody presenting with that type of condition to the wrong hospital? I'd rather a guy go into the right hospital than, you know, to lay there, and I should have died. everybody I've talked to, even Dr. Krieber, the lady, the neuroscientist in California, right? We were talking on the phone a couple of years back, and she said, you know, all of what you've told me, she said, you're not one in a million. You're one. She said, first of all, brain bleeds don't last. They just don't. They don't last more than a few minutes, usually. And if you get right to the hospital, get right in, there's usually some pretty serious damage. She said, but God, your brain bled from 4 o'clock in the afternoon on October 8th till at least 10:30 in the morning the next day. She said, that's unheard of. And you're back with 10 fingers, 10 toes, you live alone, and can ride a bike 35 miles and play golf under 90? She said, that's not possible. I said, well, I've shot 120 the last couple of times I played. That's a work in progress. But, yeah, I'm very lucky, and this is where I always bring myself back to Brain Injury Radio. I have to listen. I just have to, because other than that stupid, petty little argument tonight in the chat, it's the same person all the time. But
yes.
I get a lot out of it, and I need this. I really need this. And when I don't need it anymore, believe me, I won't do it. I will have done my time, punched my card out, and say, you've learned about this. Now it's time for me to move on. And I will. I'm sure I will. It's no time soon, because I really look forward to doing a lot more shows. But
yeah.
It's all things that I've got to work out.
I know
out
what
with
you
her.
Mean, though. Yeah.
She doesn't like all
yeah.
the side chats with all the ladies. She sees the ladies. Who are you chatting with? Kim. Who are you chatting with? Amanda. Who are you chatting with? Lori. Who are you chatting with? You know, it's always ladies. You know, I chat with Craig. I chat with a lot of people that are guys, but I chat with a lot of people that are girls. And then the other day she came back, and then we were sitting out on the balcony eating a gorgonzola encrusted sirloin that I made in the oven, one of the best steaks I ever put in my mouth. $16
good
steak.
Good God.
Nice bottle of red.
That sounds
and
good.
And loaded baked potato. I made corn on the cob. And Jim called, Mernie's husband, and had some questions. And, you know, Francie, it's on speakerphone. I said, well, Francie, you know, what do you think? And I said, it was Mernie's birthday. And I said, hey, happy birthday, Mernie, .. hugs. Now, do you think that's inappropriate?
No. No.
Oh, that's done every day. I saw Frank post on your page the other day. Thank you, Kim. Love you. I showed that to her, and I said, I seriously doubt that her husband's going to go Geek Squad crazy just because one of our hosts, somebody she at least knows a little bit, said, hey, love you. You're a great lady. And you are. You are. You're just awesome. So I said,
well,
you know,
he knows all you guys. You know, Gary knows all you guys. He hears me talk about you. I don't have anything to hide. You know, he knows who DJ is. And, I mean, we've been doing this long enough now, 8 or 9 months. He knows Les Paul, DJ, Kevin, Jenny. He knows all of the players because you can't help, you know, once you get involved like we've gotten involved. To talk about it, I know Les Paul talks about it to Andrea and... You know, I don't know that he has had any issues like that, but Gary, I don't know, Gary just trusts me. I think he's told me he's really glad that I'm doing this. He knows that I get a good feeling of trying to help others, you know, and that I like the people that I, you know, get to do this with and that I've learned a lot, and we all have a spirit of service and I don't know. He's just never had a problem with it. I mean, he could talk to any of you guys on... If I was talking to any of you guys on the phone, he could walk by and I could say hi to Les Paul or DJ or whatever, and he'd be, you know, it'd be like you'd known him before. Except he's real shy. He probably wouldn't take the phone, but if he did, you'd like him. You know, he likes you guys.
Well, we're
he
likeable.
Knows what sandbox I'm playing in, you know.
Exactly. Well, that's what I've always told her. Like, well, I don't know what you do all day. I said, yeah, other than the text messages, emails, you know, the two phone calls, one at 10:30 in the morning, one at 2:30 in the afternoon, one on the way home from 5 o'clock. What'd you do all day? Where have you been? She wore that out after a while. You know, I said, look, I don't have to report to you. I do that as a courtesy. But I go to the golf course. I go to the grocery store. I get my hair cut. I buy groceries. I go to doctor's appointments. And I do everything that you would do if it was a Saturday or a Sunday. It's just my Saturday and Sunday starts on Sunday and it ends on Saturday. That's it. I have more time to do these things. I can't even handle one woman. You think I want two, three? I didn't have one when I had you.
Yeah. I guess you'll never be a Mormon.
DJ,
oh, no.
This is Jenny.
I know that.
I wanted to say what I had to other people out there, what I said in the when I typed in the chat room, and because other people don't see it, is that the word love, people need to understand. When somebody says, I love you, it's a heart, true heart sentiment word. That is, there's nothing behind it except that we truly care. And anyone saying it to us, any of us, makes us feel like we matter.
Well, you see me post in Team High Level every once in a while, about once a month. All I write is, I love my teammates. You know?
Yeah.
I just want people to know that I know what you're going through. I think about you Monday. We're going to talk an awful lot about school systems. It's coming up again. IEPs, 504s, are not getting done on brain-injured people. And what really incensed me to get another show in was it's happening in my old hometown. There's a Facebook page called I Grew Up in Durham/Middlefield. And it took three towns, actually, Durham, Middlefield, and Rock Fall, to make up one high school. That's how small these towns are. You know, we're talking about a total of maybe 10 or 12,000 people between the three towns. My town had about 7,500 people. We only had 400 and something in my high school. So everybody knows each other. And Charlie Larson, you know, you can listen to Bill and everybody that was on the show that night, my father and everybody. The kid was just truly loved, but he made it through high school. He graduated, I think, when he was about 22. But so what? You got a Down syndrome kid through the school system. They've done it before. And the kid is a legend in Connecticut. He's won, some people were estimating 50, 60 medals in Special Olympics. That's unbelievable. I mean, Carl Lewis and some of these guys, Mark Spitz and this other swimmer recently, the best they ever did was 18 medals. This kid had 50 or 60 medals in Special Olympics. He was just unbelievable. And he was built like a little barrel.
And that's your show Monday?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make some phone calls late. There's a lawyer that I found in Connecticut that's got two autistic kids, and he got into the legal side of it. And I just did find the link, and I've been so down and depressed this week that I just didn't really get it done. But I'll call him and see if he's got a shot, you know, can give me a half an hour, an hour. And I want him to talk about the legal side of it. And, you know, anyway, with 504 IEP IDEA laws and the kids and everything, you can always do a show on that. You know, I'm going to bring Gordon back to finish the question that I had for him. I'm going to bring Dr. Oceanic back, and we're going to start on page 10 of that neuropsych. I have 33 pages on that neuropsych, and in an hour and a half, we only did 10 pages. That's how information is, man.
I think you should.
But if I was going to rate it, I would say he is absolutely, without a doubt, and speaking only about brain injury, he is definitely, to me, the best guest I've ever seen. He just really loves doing these shows. He wrote an email to me afterwards, and he said, I really enjoyed doing that with you last night. He said, I enjoy helping people. I love doing these shows. I love taking the calls. He said, please keep me in mind for future shows. He loves it.
Good.
Oh, loves it. So we'll bring him back and finish the neuropsych evaluations. I'm still talking with Brain State Technologies. But, yeah, we'll do a good show on Monday on the kids. And Amanda just got out of surgery. She had her surgery finally for a hernia. She went in to get a hernia operated on way back. I'm talking like a year and some months ago. And the doctor never operated on the actual hernia. He ripped up her stomach, sewed her back up, and she had this pain that was unbelievable a few days, weeks later or something.
Oh.
They went in, they re viewed it, and they said, there's nothing operated here. We don't even know what this guy did. He didn't even touch
the
area. So now
DJ, wait.
Go.
Wait. We only have about 15 minutes left, and I don't want to leave that vision in the audience's mind. Ow, how painful is that? I'm going to play a quick song, if you don't mind, and do listen to DJ's show on Monday. He's always got great information, and we always look forward to your week when you're on. But this is the new song that I put up earlier when I played the old one by Arrows and Sound. This is called Legacy, and then we'll come back and do our commercials and goodbyes. Legacy.
I long for a melody, I wait for a song.
That's Legacy by Arrows and Sound. Well, we're winding down to the last, my clock never works in this studio, but I'd say probably 7 minutes or so. So anyway, I want to thank you, Lucky Seven. I want to thank you guys who came and stayed tonight. And Les Paul, you've been quiet.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Cool. Oh, yes, we can hear you. Well, thank you for coming. I'm glad you and Andrea had a good dinner. And thank you, DJ. Thank you, Jenny. They were the troopers that hung in tonight. Kevin, hope you and Maggie made it back safely from the conference. Craig, hope you and your friend had a good time at dinner and you get to kick back and relax a little bit. Thanks so much for popping in, letting us play some songs. And Jenny, thanks for bringing up the point you did about Memorial Day. We are survivors, thrivers, fighters, she says, and she's absolutely right. So, again, yeah, amen to that. Again, I want to thank our sponsor, Gordon Johnson of TBILaw.com, and tell you to check out the website, the number 4, Peer, PEER11.org, and check out the ID cards and the information on the peer-to-peer support line. We want to thank you for listening. Let me see, what was it? I know what I'll do when we get down to it. But anyway, you guys, thanks so much. Yes, WTF, where's the focus? This was Kevin Phillips' show, and we're looking forward to a full report on that convention next week. He promised us one, so we'll be looking forward to that. And so hope you guys all had a good time tonight and have a good long weekend. And I'm going to close this show out tonight with whistle along, folks, and then have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, Nick Johnson, Billy the Kid. Good night, Jenny. Good night, DJ. Good night, Les Paul.
Good night.
Your beliefs seem so convincing. Still I turn my head to the brighter side of the dull red in your eyes. You and me ain't that different. I'm just half time in the restaurant, and I feel like Billy the Kid. I don't want to go down like he did. My mistakes, they must be perfect. I can't seem to find all these tears that hide in my mind.